Earth Science 8, Friday, March 27th, page 25 of the packet, Lesson 5, Ocean Tides and Their Relation to the Lunar Cycle. Objective: you will be able to explain how tides work in relation to the lunar cycle. Socratic guiding question is, what is causing the ocean waters to rise and fall along the coasts? What is the force that is causing this effect? How does the moon affect the tides? The oceans cover over 70% of the Earth's surface. As shown in the image above, the shorelines of the ocean seem to rise and fall. This reliable phenomenon is referred to as tides. We have observed there is a correlation of the lunar cycle, the moon orbiting the Earth, and the ocean tides. Gravity, a force that attracts a body towards the center of the Earth or towards any other physical body having mass, has an effect on these celestial objects, Sun, Earth, and Moon. The ocean's tides are in a response to this gravitational pull during the lunar cycle. In 1616, Galileo wrote Discourse on the Tides to use the tides of the ocean to explain his theory that the Earth orbits the Sun. Then, in 1666, Sir Isaac Newton created the theories of gravitation and then conceived the three laws of motion in 1686. First law, sometimes referred to as the law of inertia. Newton's first law of motion is often stated as, an object at rest stays at rest, and an object in motion stays in motion with the same speed and in the same direction unless acted upon by an unbalanced force. Second law, stated as, that the greater mass of an object, the more force it will take to accelerate the object. This force also means that the harder you kick the ball, the farther it will go. The formula shown with the second law is F is equal to ma, force equals mass times acceleration. And the third law, a force is a push or pull that acts upon an object as a result of its interaction with another object. These two forces are called action and reaction forces and are the subject of Newton's third law of motion. Formally stated, Newton's third law is, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Gravity is one major force that creates tides. In 1687, Sir Isaac Newton explained that ocean tides result from the gravitational attraction of the Sun and Moon on the oceans of the Earth. Newton's law of universal gravitation states that the gravitational attraction between two bodies is directly proportional to their masses and inversely proportional to the square of the distance between the bodies. Therefore, the greater mass of the objects and the closer they are to each other, the greater the gravitational attraction between them. Tidal forces are based on the gravitational attractive force. With regard to tidal forces on the Earth, the distance between two objects usually is more critical than their masses. Tidal generating forces vary inversely as the cube of the distance from the tide generating object. Gravitational attractive forces only vary inversely to the square of the distance between the objects. The effects of distance on tidal forces is seen in the relationship between the Sun, the Moon, and the Earth's waters. But it was Newton's equilibrium theory that explains that gravitation consists of two symmetric tidal bulges directly under and opposite the Moon or the Sun. The gravitational attraction between the Earth and the Moon is strongest on the side of the Earth that happens to be facing the Moon, simply because it is closer. This attraction causes the water on the near side of the Earth to be pulled toward the Moon. As gravitational forces act to draw the water close to the Moon, inertia attempts to keep water in its place. But the gravitational force exceeds it, and the water is pulled toward the Moon, causing a bulge of water on the near side toward the Moon. The theory of inertia, the tendency of moving objects to continue moving in a straight line or stay motionless, also affects the tidal bulge. As the gravitational force draws water closer to the Moon, the inertial forces on the opposite side of the Earth tries to keep the ocean on that side in place. So on the opposite side of the Earth, or the far side, the gravitational attraction of the Moon is less because it is further away. Here, inertia exceeds the gravitational force, and the water tries to keep going in a straight line, moving away from the Earth, also forming a bulge. In this way, the combination of gravity and inertia create two bulges of water. One forms where the Earth and Moon are closest. The other forms where they are furthest apart. Over the rest of the globe, and the gravity and inertia are in relative balance. Because water is fluid, the two bulges stay aligned with the Moon as the Earth rotates. The sun also plays a major role, affecting the size and position of the two tidal bulges. When the sun and moon are both lined up with the Earth, there is stronger gravitational pull. This will cause a spring tide. Gravity, force that attracts a body toward the center of the Earth or toward any other physical body having mass, has an effect on the celestial objects, sun, moon, and Earth. The ocean's tides are a response to this gravitational pull during the lunar cycle. Tidal force is the difference in gravitational forces of the sun, moon, and Earth. At this time, please carefully look at the illustrations and their brief descriptions on page 28 and complete the questions on page 29. Thank you. Good luck. Good work.